This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once more, it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, I hope if you came to the North East Radio Club buy and sell, you had a good time. We had a really good turn-up, considering the weather on the day. It was fairly bleak and very wet, but we managed to get quite a few people come in and have a look around and buy some new treasures or perhaps sell some old ones and have a sausage or two and a good social chat. So thanks very much, everyone that come along. We managed to get ourselves a good spot to put the barbecue out of the wind and the rain. So thanks to Eric, VK5BT, for that. Yeah, you thought that out very well. So it went very good. So we'll be doing it again next year. So hope to see you at the next North East Radio Club buy and sell. And next Friday night will be the Tech Night on Friday the 27th of April. And it's a night for UFOs. So find a project that you've got lying around that you haven't completed and bring it along and perhaps finish it off for the night and maybe get some info about it from some of the technical gurus. So hope to see you at the Modbury West Community Hall next Friday for the UFO night. Now the next general meeting will be the Friday the 11th of May, and the next tech night will be on Friday the 25th of May in May. So that should be good. So hope to see you at those meetings. And I've just noticed, looking at the calendar, that Friday the 29th of June is a fifth Friday. So I'll have to look around and get ourselves a venue for a fifth Friday night dinner. So stay tuned for that. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 27th of April. The next social mornings at the Shack will be on the 14th and the 28th of April. The Ahaz Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The April session about oscilloscopes and probes at the Shack on the 28th has had to be postponed. Barry, VK5BW, is looking after Shirley after a knee operation, and Jim, VK5TR, is still recovering from a bout of the shingles. This will be put on the calendar for another fourth Saturday morning. Instead, we'll have a coffee and a noggin natter session on the 28th instead. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The presentation for the 19th of April by David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, was a great success and ran for over an hour and a half. They showed us photos and videos of their adventures in microwave communications in Germany, Austria and Switzerland in 2016 and 2017, and demonstrated some of the equipment they carried across the world for the event. The timing of this event was good because we had less than half of the committee present due to illness or injury, and we had to have a truncated general meeting. May the 17th general meeting will be the members buy and sell, so it's time to have a look around the shack in your shed and see if you have anything other AHAS members may make better use of. John, VK5EMI, will also have some of the deceased estate items for sale on that night. Bring along some money. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on the assessment exam questions. And on August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. If the moon and the weather cooperate, Wayne will also be able to do a live demonstration in the park next to the club rooms. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October. You have several months to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Catch you next week.
Good morning. This is Barry, VK5BW, on behalf of AHAS, with a small addition to this morning's news. As some of you may be aware, we have been having issues with the antenna and tower at Crafers. We have temporarily shifted the repeater to a new site with a new antenna to try and overcome this. Some of you out there may see some variations in signal levels to what you're normally used to seeing, but it should only be for a short time while we repair the mast and antenna. During this process, we request your indulgence while this process continues. With that, I'll say good morning to all.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Bruce VK5VAB and John VK5NI are looking for at least one more volunteer to assist with the setting up of the radio station on April 24th for the Anzac Vigil for the Dawn service on 25th of April at Manopara. Please respond by email on members@earc.org.au. Once again, this is a reminder for the volunteer participants for the Science Alive event at Wavell Showgrounds in August. That is approximately 15 weeks away, and there is a lot of preparation to be done, so please contact John VK5NI regarding exhibiting requirements on the previous email. The 1.2 and the 2.4 GHz beacons are operating normally on the bench and will be joined up with the boxes, etc., ready for installation back on the water tower as soon as possible. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2018. The May 16th Tech Night will be a talk on basic website design presented by Graham, VK5WX. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. I'm delighted to report that our hard-working convention committee has had an acceptance from Joe, VK3YSP, and his lovely wife Julie, VK3FOWL, after asking them if they would come over for this year's convention and give us a presentation on their work with encouraging young people to get involved in amateur radio. Joe and Julie will deliver a presentation entitled Amateur Radio for Kids. In addition to this, they will have a table set up for kids to have a look at AR and possibly try their hand at lead-free soldering with a kit or two. Many of us older hams will probably benefit from that demonstration as well. In addition to this, we will have Rob, VK4AAC, of Parks fame, giving us a bit of a rundown on his adventures travelling around eastern Australia with wife Doris. Rob and Doris do farm sits, where they look after a property so the farmer and his family can have a bit of a break away. This enables Rob and Doris to indulge in their passion for amateur radio by activating any parks near to where they are farm sitting, a truly unique experience. We hope to have another speaker or two as well. The price for the three-course roast dinner on the Sunday night has again been held to $25 per head, so book now if you would like to be there. Numbers will be capped at 80 people, so be quick. If you would like details on bookings, please contact me via vk5sierraromeo@wia.org.au. That's vk5sr@wia.org.au or Andrew VK5 Victor Kilo Charlie on 4100262@gmail.com. If you have special requirements with regard to the meal, that is vegan, lactose free, kids meals, etc., please let us know at the time of booking. Bookings for the fox hunts can be made to vk5ket@wia.org.au. The cost of fox hunt entry for the weekend is $30. If you wish to pay for any bookings online, please let me know at vk5sr@wia.org.au and I will send you the details. Ross Keogh from Strictly Ham will again be in attendance with a huge range of gear available, so come along and meet and greet people you've often spoken to on the air but never met face to face, and possibly take home a new bit of gear or even a bit of good second-hand stuff. Catering will again be available in the hall during open times, Saturday 12 noon until 5 and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Egg and bacon rolls, hamburgers, cakes and tea and coffee will all be on sale at reasonable prices. We've always had good feedback from this weekend and hope that this year will continue that trend. We hope to see you there. At this point, I will wind up for this week by saying the members of the South East Radio Group hope that you all have a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group advise that the RLP node 6214 is back on air again and is available for general use by all amateur radio operators. The RLP node 6214 may be accessed via the VK5RSB 70cm repeater, 439.900MHz, with a CTCSS tone of 91.5Hz. Unfortunately, access to this RLP node still requires an access code, details of which may be found on the AREG web pages. Also be advised the RLP node 6214 is offline during both the morning and evening drive time periods, Monday to Friday. The drive time off periods are mornings 07 a.m. to 09:30 a.m, afternoons 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Over the Saturday and Sunday, it is available for the full 48 hours with no time restrictions. Further details may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.